We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, Inyan Matzah, we're going to discuss the topic of Matzah, Al Pima Shekosov Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, Likutei Moran, Chelek Beis, Simen Chof Dalet. And this is going to be tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 24. Note that he says, Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, which means that Rav Nosson Zal wrote this halacha while Rabbeinu Zal was living. Shehasimcha hi refuah l'chol hacholos. Rabbeinu Zal writes there that simcha is a cure for all illnesses. Ki kol hacholos boen min kilkol simcha. All illnesses come from a lack of, a deficiency in simcha, or some kind of problem in simcha. Ki asura minei tfikin mekablam chiyas min asura minei negina, shem b'chinas asimcha, ayin shom. Because the 10 pulses which define the health of a person receive their life from the 10 types of song which are associated with simcha. We have the pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, where we say, Alei osor va'alei novel, alei higoyen b'chinor, that the 10 types of song are tied into this simcha. Rav Nosson Zal continues, Gam Kosav Shom, Rabbeinu Zal writes in addition over there in chapter 23, Al posuk sosoin v'simcho yasigu v'nosu yogoin v'anocha. Rabbeinu Zal writes, She'ikr shleimus hasimcha keshemachrichin v'toifsin gam hayogoin v'anocha l'toich hasimcha. Shegam hayogoin v'anocha bi'atzmo yishapech l'simcha. Rabbeinu Zal teaches there that complete simcha is only when you've succeeded in taking the sitra achra, the yogoin v'anocha, the sadness, the problems, and drawing them into the simcha, converting them to simcha, not allowing them to run away and hide while you're happy, and then come back as strong or stronger afterwards, but mamish schlepping them into the simcha, forcing them to join and cooperate with the simcha. Ki kishodom someach azai hayogoin v'anocha oimeid menatzad. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there, usually when a person is happy, their worries and problems move to the side. Because while the person is experiencing this temporary joy, he's not worrying. He's not avol shleimus hasimcha. But Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that shleimus hasimcha is lachtoif daiko es hayogoin vanocha l'toich hasimcha, to grab the worries and bring them, draw them into the simcha. Shegam hayogoin v'anocha yehiyeh sameach, that the worries should be converted to joy. Lahafoich kol hayogoinois v'anochois l'simcha, kedei shienasa hayogoin v'anocha merkovo l'agdusha, ayin shom heitev. To convert the worries into simcha, so that they should become a merkova to the kedusha. They should also be able to be carrying on them the spirit of Hashem, etc. Usually we know that depression, sadness, is something that it's rejection of Hashem. Worry, sadness, depression, all of these things. Rabbeinu Zal there tells us that just like when there's a group of people that are happy, and there's one person that's very, extremely unhappy, when those happy people get together and start dancing to celebrate something, usually the tendency of that unhappy person will be to stay out of the dance, because he's carrying his burden, his heavy weight of worry, depression, sadness, pain, suffering, all of those things. But Rabbeinu Zal explains there that if those people insist on drawing him into their dance and forcing him to share in their simcha, sometimes if it's done properly, they can actually draw that person out of his worry, out of his depression, sadness, and make him, break him out of it, and force him to share in the joy and music and everything, and dissolve his worry and his depression and everything. Mamish, break him out of it. And Rabbi Nizal says there that this is real Shleimus HaSimcha. And this topic is discussed in several different places in Likutei Halachos. In Eben Ezer, Rabbi Nosson Zal discusses this as one of the reasons for marriage. Rabbi Nosson Zal proves from Psukim that the man is joy. The man is the one who learns Torah and Tfilah, which is Simcha. The woman is closer to the Sitra Achra. The woman represents the feet of the man. The Gemara says a person should sell everything he has and buy shoes for his feet. And the Gemara says a person should sell everything he has and marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. And it's brought that, again, the wife is the shoes, the feet of the person. When Moshe Rabbeinu stood at the snare, Hashem said to him, remove your shoes, because the place that you're standing is a very holy place. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Nal do itzo, the shoes are the wife. It meant to separate from his wife. So the wife is the closest one to the Sitra Achra. That's why when the snake wanted to get at Adam and Chava, it went for Chava, knowing that Chava was much closer. The wife is the one in whom Atzvus and all of those things latch onto much more easily. We know that when Hashem issued the curse after the Eitz Hadas, He said to Chava, Be'etzev tel dibonim, that you're giving birth to children will be with sadness, with depression, you know, with struggle. So Rabbi Nosson Zal explains there, and the Gemara says that if a person is living without a wife, he's living without joy, without simcha. Rabbi Nosson Zal explains because the wife represents this yogoin vanocha, which when he brings her into his circle of simcha, what do you mean? The husband could be learning Torah, doing all kinds of things. He has simcha, but shleimus hasimcha is when you're able to bring the yogoin vanocha into the simcha, when he's able to bring her into the simcha. And that's the concept of being mesameach es ishtoi, the whole concept of shana rishon. And there are many, many different things that Rav Nosson Zal explains over there. This is also the concept of shnayim mikra v'echad targum, is a similar concept where the mikra, the lashon kodesh, is kedusha. Targum is sort of an intermediary between kedusha and sitra achra. And the main shleimus of the kedusha is only once you bring the targum and make that part of the kedusha also. Now let's see Rav Nosson Zal's explanation here. Paragraph Aleph. Vehine geulas Mitzrayim ikro al yedei simcha. Klal Yisrael being redeemed and taken out of Egypt was accomplished especially through simcha. Ki simcha hu oilam hacherus. Because simcha is freedom. K'moy shekosov, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, ki besimcha teitzeyu. With simcha, you will exit, you will leave, you will leave exile, you will leave your suffering and trouble. U'k'moy shekosov Rabbeinu Neir Yoreh, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 10, v'ikra ha'golus al yedei atzvus, the main exile that people experience is through sadness, depression, unhappiness. Shehu golus ha'shchina kavyochel. That's where the Shechina itself is in exile. The Arizal says, we have a famous pasuk in Tehillim, Or Zeruah LaTzadik, Ula Yishrei Lev Simcha. The Arizal says that the words Lev Simcha are begematria Shechina. That's what the Shechina is. The Shechina is in a happy heart. So Atzvus is Golos HaShechina. Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this, especially in Torah Chof Dalet, in the first half of Likutei Moran, towards the beginning. So Ikra Golos HaYedei Atzvus, Shu Golos HaShechina Kavyochel. V'Hagulo Hal Yedei Simcha. And redemption is brought about through Simcha. It's brought, I think I've mentioned this in the past, that the word Goal, the root of the word Gula, Gimel Aleph Lamed, in Atbash, in the secret code of Atbash, where you exchange the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter, the second one from the beginning with the second one from the end, the root of the word Gula, Gimel becomes a Reish, Aleph becomes a Tuf, and Lamed becomes a Chaf. So the word Goal is the word Keser. And we know that the keser, the crown, is synonymous with simcha. There's a pasuk that says, V'simchas oilom al roisham. The joy of the world on their head. Al roisham, on top of the head. On top of the head is a crown. Simcha is synonymous with this keser. And geula is synonymous with this keser. Bifrat Golus Mitzrayim, especially the exile of Egypt, Shehoyo al Chet Odomarishin, Shechot Abeit Sadas, Upogam Benitsutse Keri, Venem Arloi Beitzovoin Toichalena, especially if we speak about the exile of Egypt, which was especially to try to rectify the Pigam of Odomarishin, who ate the Eitz Hadas, and was also Pogam with Keri during the 130 years that he separated from his wife. And Hashem said to him, "Be'itzavoin toichaleno, that your livelihood will be with itzavoin, atzvus." V'huchruchu Yisrael itzdar v'mitzrayim l'sakim p'gama keri shlodom arishin, k'ma shekosu b'kisvi Arizal. And the Arizal explains that the entire Jewish people had to go down to Egypt to be refined in order to correct the p'gam of keri of Adam Arishin. V'ikra tikkun al yedei simcha. And the main tikkun of this is through simcha, dahainu asoro mine negina, through the 10 types of song. Kamo shegilo, adoineinu moren v'rabenu neir yor, loimer asoro kapitel til maiduim, shimichnas asoro mine negina, shem tikkun al pegama mikroach monolson. And we know that the main tikkun of pegama bris is through simcha, which is the 10 types of song. As Rabbeinu Zal revealed us to recite the 10 chapters of Tehillim, which represent the 10 types of song, which are the tikkun for mikra. Ki hasimcha hu hepech yelola. Because we know that simcha is a concept of halali. Halali is Hashem. Praise Hashem. And halali is the opposite of yelola, which means wailing, moaning. She'al yodo hapigam shel mikrach monolson. We know that the pigam abris and mikra laila comes from a klipa that's referred to as yelola, this wailing, sadness, depression. And one of the main sources of simcha is when a person eats bikdusha, a person eats with holiness. Because the life of a person is strengthened, is dependent on achila, eating. Nimtzo shasora mine dfikin shehem hachiyus ha'odam mekablim koyach v'chiyus min achila. So therefore, the 10 pulses, which are the life, which represent the life of the person, that's that the pulse is like the heart, just like the heart represents the life of the person, the pulse also defines the life in a person. So these 10 pulses, which are the life of the person, receive energy and strength from eating, from the food. And therefore, one of the most important ingredients in proper eating is a happy frame of mind. So that when the person is eating with joy, with happiness, happiness is these 10 types of song. When he's eating with happiness, he's drawing energy from the 10 types of song, which is simcha, into his 10 pulses. Shal yodo hamshochas chius odom. And again, we said that the eating is what gives life to the person, energy, strength. V'ze b'chinas, this is why the pasuk says in Koheles, leich echoil besimcho lachmecha. Go eat your bread with joy. Because eating properly has to be with simcha, as we said before. And as there's another pasuk in Koheles which says, "Lechol velishtois vilesmoyach," to eat and drink and rejoice. Because the main simcha a person draws upon himself through eating and drinking, as is brought. We know the Gemara says, Ein simcha ela bebosar v'yayin, that simcha is dependent on meat and wine. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that there are drinks that bring joy, if they're drunk properly, obviously. If a person drinks or eats to excess, that brings the opposite, that brings atzvus. But if a person drinks wine properly, it gives simcha. And if a person eats meat properly at the designated times, Shabbos, Yontif, Sudas Mitzvah, or they eat it, you know, with the proper limitations, with the proper bracha, with the Dvar Torah, with the proper kind of Birchas Hamazon, then it brings simcha. V'alkein b'yitzias Mitzrayim shoya hagula al yidei simcha shehi tikkun hagolus shoya al pgam hakeri. Therefore, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, which was geula, which is brought about through simcha, which is tikkun hagolus, and we said the golus was because of pgam hakeri, alkein itztavu Yisrael al achila b'kedusha. That's why Hashem instructed us to have special food, special eating, that our eating should be b'kedusha, which means our eating should be b'simcha. V'ze mitzvah achilas matzah. With this, we could understand the mitzvah of eating matzah. Ki matzah b'chinas simcha, kemuva b'mayim or b'chatzotzer, simen hay. We matzah represents simcha. As Rabbein Ezal discusses in Torah Hay in the first half of Likud Imran, shematzah merameis al tikkun hamoyach, that matzah represents a person elevating his brain, his mind, shetzorech lishmoyer hamoyach mechometz, that a Jew has to guard his brain not to allow it to sour, to spoil, to become chometz, shelo yachmitz es moichoy b'machshovois v'hirhurim, not to allow his brain to become spoiled and messed up by bad thoughts, all kinds of bad thoughts. Bad thoughts of avodah zarah, lack of faith in Hashem, or bad thoughts of chas v'shalom pgam habris. V'yidei zeh yuchal sheyeh koiloi na'as ramim. And when a person is zeicha to keep his mind clean and pure from the wrong kind of thoughts, then when he speaks words of tefillah, words of Torah, the sound reverberates in his brain like thunder. Shaydeze zoichen l'simcha. And thunder, this thunder brings simcha. Kemavur sham, as Rabbein Ezal explains over there, ayin sham. Rabbein Ezal quotes the Gemara there, where the Gemara says, lo nivru ramim, elo lefashet akmimia shebelev, that thunder was created to smooth out the crookedness in the heart. That's thunder. And we know that simcha, joy, is the opposite of crookedness in the heart. Ula yishrei lev, simcha. Those who have yashrus halev, those who have a smooth heart, have joy. So thunder leads to joy, leads to simcha. And we said that when is there thunder? When a person cleans out his moyach from chametz. Then his words of tefillah, his words of Torah that he speaks, they strike the brain, and they make a very resounding sound. They make a thunderous noise. V'ze b'chinas shenikra hamatzo lechem oini. And this is also why matzo is called lechem oini. She'oinen olav dvorim harbe. That we speak a lot over the matzo. We have a whole haggadah, you know, everything that we speak about over the matzo. Hainu b'chinas ha'koilois she'tsoikin ala matzo b'sipur haggadah. This refers to the screams that the cries that we cry out over the matzah in reciting the Haggadah. Rabbein Ezal teaches us that when a person says the Haggadah, they're supposed to say it out loud, mamish out loud, and that's a tikkun for pgam habris, and it's a tikkun for das, hakoil mo'er hakavona, lohoiros, shaydei hamatzah yecholin litzoik el Hashem. That the association here, the fact that we say the Haggadah, we recite the Haggadah over the matzah, is to show us that matzah is what gives us the ability to cry out to Hashem. K'may shekosu v'nitzak el Hashem aleikenu. K'al yidei hamatzah yecholin litzoik ulehispalel al Hashem, ki koilo yiena seramim. Through matzah, which we said is the opposite of chametz. It's the opposite of chimutz hamoyach. It's the opposite of a spoiled brain. It's a pure brain. Through that, the person is zeicha to cry out to Hashem, where his voice becomes like thunder. And then a person can have kavona in tefillah. Ki halev yishma diburov. Because then the heart hears the words that he's saying, because it's coming out with a big, big microphone, thunderous. And when the heart is smoothed out, then the person is zoicha l'simcha. V'ze b'chinas mitzvah sachilas matzah k'dei lizgois l'simcha yidei achila k'dusha kazu. D'hayno matzah kanal. This is the concept of the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach in order to be zoicha to simcha through this holy food. ולהפך חמץ וסעור שהם סמך מהם וליל, בחינס יוגן ונוחה, כידוע. Whereas chametz and seor represent the samach mem and lil, the two leaders of the sitra achra, the male and female leaders of the sitra achra, bechinas yogoin va'anocha, as the Arizal says, they're also called by these names, yogoin and anocha, kemuva. Lo yeroe ve'lo yemotze. Exactly, and as the Torah gives us instructions, shouldn't see any chametz, and not just, you can't see it, but you can't have any chametz in your possession. Two isurim. Kiazai tzrichin l'simcha daiko. Because at the time of Geula, we need simcha. Ze shekoso bezoyer HaKodesh, shematzo asvoso. And this is also why the Zoyer HaKodesh writes that matzah is medicine. We said before, the greatest medicine is simcha. And matzah, we've showed now, is connected to simcha. Because simcha is a cure for all illnesses. Simcha is based on the 10 types of song which nourish the 10 pulses upon which the whole health of the person is determined. And this is the remez in matzah. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the difference between chametz and matzah is just the letter hey. Matzah has the hey instead of the ches of chametz. Ki matzah behei, v'hahei hu bechinas dalid yud, bebechinas cholach mo'anyo di achol avasono, kemuva bekavonis. We know that the letter hey is a combination of a dalid and a yud. And the Arizal says, this is what's hinted to in the opening words when we start saying the Haggadah. We say, Ho lachmanyo, this is the poor bread, di achol avasono, which our forefathers ate in Egypt. The Arizal says, Ho is the letter hey, di, dalad yud, is what a hey is composed of. And that's what the matzah is all about. That's why the Arizal says that when you do the yachatz, we know that one of the important steps in the Seder night is yachatz, where you take the middle matzah and you break it into a larger piece and a smaller piece. The Arizal says, try to do it in the shape of a hey, the letter hey. Try to break out like a quadrant, the left lower quadrant of the matzah. If you're using round matzahs, try to break out that left lower quadrant so that when you separate them, it'll be like a hey. Even though it's round, it's not a perfect hay, but it's shaped like a hay. Friend Rav Nosenthal says, V'di, and these two letters, Dalet and Yud, Hainu Dalet Yud, Hi Bechina Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulosh Maruba. We know that that alludes to the great, great song of the future, the song of Moshiach, which is the song that's single, double, triple, quadruple. It's called Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba, where it's Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is a total of 10 letters. It starts with four basic letters, you know, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and in doing it in this form, Yud, then Yud Kei, then Yud Kei Vav, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 equals 10, which corresponds to the 10 types of song. The 10 types of song, which are this hey, which are alluded to in this letter hey, is the Dalet Yud, as is brought in Likutei Moran, chapter 49. So we've shown that matzah, which is the refuah, which is the opposite of chimutz hamoyach, which allows the voice to thunder, which smooths out the crookedness of the heart, which allows the person to experience complete simcha. So we see, therefore, that matzah, which is simcha, the 10 types of song, shaydezeh ha-geula v'acherus v'tikun keri, which is what brings about redemption, freedom, and the tikun for keri. Shezeh hoya soid yitzias Mitzrayim. This was the secret of Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. It was to correct the pigam of bris of Adam HaRishon, we said, and the way they corrected it was through by going through all the suffering and refinement that they experienced in Egypt, culminating in the grand finale, leaving Egypt with Simcha, Ki b'Simcha Seitzeyu, and Simcha is the 10 types of song, which nourish the 10 types of pulses, which are what determine the health of the person. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu shebeshavuos mitzvah lohavi shtei alechem yichometz daika. And now you'll also understand why on Shavuos, the mitzvah is to bring the korban, the shtei alechem, the two loaves, specifically from chametz. Ki bePesach b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim koydem matn toira v'azay adayin hoyek tzas koyach v'achiz lasid rachra. Because when it comes to the holiday of Pesach, where we celebrate leaving Mitzrayim, at the time we left Mitzrayim, before we received the Torah, the Sitrachra was still very strong. V'alkein chutzrechu lotzeis b'chipozayin. That's why the Jews had to leave in a hurry. Ki adayin lo nechnas mikoil v'koil, because they hadn't succeeded in subduing the Yetzirah permanently at all. Rak lefi sho, kemuva. It was only a temporary defeat. They gave him a zetz, and he fell down. And while he's down, he wasn't finished by no means. While he was down, there was a chance to run away. Alkein oz tzrichen livroyach min hayogun v'anocha, shem b'chinas chometz usur. When we're in that state, when we haven't won the war, we've only won a battle, then you have to run away from yogoin vanocha, which is chametz and soer. Vasur mebal yiro bal yimotzel, and it's forbidden to keep any of that stuff around, any chametz or soer. Leval yisarvu a yogoin vanocha chas shom b'toich simchaseinu, v'yivalvu a simchas shom. So none of this tuma, this yogoin vanocha, this chametz soer, should mix into our simcha and mess it up. If we keep any of that stuff around, it could easily slide into the kiddusha and mess it up. That's why in Pesach, the law is we're only allowed to eat matzah, no chametz. Aval b'shvuas, she'oz matn Torah, v'oz hasimcha b'shleimus. Whereas on Shvuas, which is when we receive the Torah, and then we reached shleimus hasimcha, k'may shekosov, as the Pesach says in Shir HaShirim, b'yoyim chasunosoy u'b'yoyim simchas liboy. That the wedding day Shavuos was Yom Simchas Liboy, v'oz ha-sitrachro nechnas legamri mikoil v'koil. Then the sitrachro was defeated completely. Ki Yisrael shamdu al Har Sinai poskos u'amosom. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, the filth that the snake had injected into Adam and Chava came to an end. It disappeared completely. Unfortunately, it was revived again when we worshipped the Egel Azov, but when we stood at Har Sinai, the Sitrachro was erased. V'alkein azai b'shvuas mitzvah leinu lavi shtei alechem l'korban mechametz daika. That's why on Shavuos, when we have a billion watts of simcha, then we're ready to take on the chametz. Then we're ready to take the chametz and bring it into the kedusha. Kedei litfoi sulachriach sayogin vanoch shubin las chametz sheishapech lesimcha kedusha. We have the ability then to take the yogin vanocha, which is chametz, and convert it to simcha and kedusha, as the pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there, sosoin v'simcha yasigu. That when you achieve real sosan v'simcha, v'nosu yogan v'anocha, and yogan v'anocha try to run away, don't let him get away. Grab him and throw him into the rikid. Make him dance also. Include him in the kiddush also. This is the concept of botel b'shishim, botel b'elef. When you have enough, when the kiddush is powerful enough, then the shleimus ha-kiddusha is when you take some of the sitrachra and bring it into the kiddusha. Which part? The part that can get fixed. The converts, the targum, the different examples of different things which can get a tikkun, and they bring shleimus to the kedusha when they're brought in. V'alkein liosid lovoi she'oz tigdal hasimcha mo'oid, azai kol ha-korbonois betelin chutz mi-korban toida. Now you can understand also a famous statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be such, which we know is going to be incredible simcha, oz yimolei schoik pinul shet, right? There's going to be tremendous simcha. It says that all the karbonis are going to disappear except korban toida. The only korban we're going to bring is toida. Ki batoida hoyo chometz umatzah. Note, one of the unique things about korban toida was that it was a combination of breads of chometz and breads of matzah. Remez shasimcha bishleimus shetofes is gam asiyagun vanochel dechasim kanal. This alludes to a concept of a complete simcha. And we said complete simcha is only when you're able to grab the Yagnu Manocha and include it in the simcha. That, when will that be? In the future. Ki azay nemar, because about the future, the Pasuk says, incredible, this was this week's Haftorah. We just read yesterday, today is Yom Rishon Bashabbos, Parshas Kiseitze, Tovshin Samar Zayin. Yesterday, we read the Haftorah, and I had the schus of having the Aliyah of Maftir, and we read these words, Ki loy b'chipozayin teitzeyu, that when the Jews are going to leave this final exile that we're in right now, we're not going to leave in a hurry. U'b'menusa loy teilechon, we're not going to be walking quickly. Ki oz yeh ha-sitrachro nechnas legamri, because at that future gula, the sitrachro will be completely subdued, and converted with the sapech lekedusha, and that part of the sitrachra that's able to be brought into the kedusha will be converted completely to kedusha. Kamashikosav, as the pasuk says, oz ehefoy chel amim sofa brura likroy kulam b'shem Hashem. Hashem says, then I'll turn everything around completely, that even the other nations will all call out to Hashem. V'alkein azai ikar hachashivos korban toida sheyesh bo chametz daika. Now you can understand why in the future, that's when we'll really appreciate the specialness of the Korban Toida, which has chametz and matzah in it. Hainu shetoivsim gama chametz, which shows that we're grabbing the chametz also, shubchinas yoga in vanocha, which is this concept of this sitrachra, letoich simchas hakdusha, and bringing it in to the joy, the holy joy. V'chein shavuos shehu rak yom echod umarame is olam haba kamuva. So Rav Nosson says that's in the future, olam haba, right? In olam haba, it's going to be this great simcha. Rav Nosson says, by the way, shavuos is the holiday of the future. Shavuos is the one holiday that's a one-day holiday, not like Pesach and Sukkot. We have 7 days, and the Meforshim bring that it's marame is on olam haba. There's a pasuk that says v'hoyo yom echod yivod al Hashem. There will come one day when we will understand Hashem completely, Kaviyachol. And that pasuk is merames on the holiday of Shavuos, when we receive the Torah Kedusha, this understanding, this Yom Echod. Al kein hoyu mevi'im boi korban michametz daika. This is why on Shavuos, which symbolizes Olam Haba, the korban that we brought was chametz, the shtei alechem, kidei lachtoi velitpois es hayogon otocha simcha, lafoich miyogon simcha. In order to be able to draw the Yoga Hanocha into the Simcha and convert Yoga into Simcha, which is Shleimus HaSimcha.